This is Day to Day. In a few minutes, a singer from Israel who's made her name in America with a song from a TV ad. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, sometime yesterday, I was discussing politics with an editor here at Day to Day when our attention was drawn to the CNN television news screen with a story that transcends politics and just about everything else. It was about an odd death in Florida. A large spotted eagle ray, it looks like a giant stingray, jumped into a moving boat off the Florida Keys and killed a woman on deck. To learn more about how this could happen, we're joined by fish ecologist Tracy Sutton. He's an adjunct professor at Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute at Florida Atlantic University. Tracy, how common is it for a giant ray to leap out of the water and hit a human being hard enough to kill that person?
It's very rare. I only know of one other case where this has happened. It's not unusual for them to jump. That's kind of a normal thing, especially in the springtime. But I guess as we get more and more people on the water, more and more encounters like this are going to happen.
That's not the answer I was expecting, actually. I thought you were going to say this was unique, but you actually do know of another case where this has happened?
Yeah, it happened, I think, in 2005, maybe, or 2006. Another guy was hit by a stingray in South Florida, and in this case, the man was actually stuck in the chest by the barb of the ray.
Yeah,
but he survived.
Huh.
So he's nearly rehabilitated, I understand.
How big do these rays get? This is a spotted eagle ray. That's not a true stingray, is it?
No, it's in a different family. The stingray family are normally benthic rays that sit on the bottom. They're the ones you might step on if you're wading.
Right.
The eagle ray is in a flying ray family. They normally are up in the water column, actively swimming, and they can be enormous. This was actually a small ray. They can get much larger, hundreds of pounds.
This was a small one, but weigh, what, 75 pounds or something?
Yeah, but still, yeah, that's a fairly small animal. It's probably not even quite mature, just getting sexually mature. They get much larger than that one.
And do the ones that are hundreds of, do those jump in the air too?
Sure. Occasionally you can hear a big clap sound from a mile away, knowing that it was probably a big ray that was jumping somewhere.
Why are these things jumping out of the water and endangering innocent boaters?
Right. Well, they jump out of the water. Theoretically, they often are covered with parasites, these types of little crustaceans that and some people think that they're jumping to rid themselves of these external parasites. I don't think it's because they're spooked by anything necessarily. It's kind of their habit to jump and then slap down on the water as hard as they can.
They have these rays. They're such amazing looking creatures in the water because they look like they're almost flying through the water, don't
mm-hmm.
they, in their graceful moments?
Yeah.
When they leap in the air, do they sail at all?
I don't think so. I think they'll spin a little bit, and they can jump out of the water quite high. They normally will just spin around and then will land usually flat, and that's why people think they're trying to rid themselves of parasites by stunning them.
How common are these rays, and is this the kind of thing that are people calling you up to say, what can I do to protect myself against a flying spotted eagle
yeah.
ray?
No. They're seasonal. They migrate through different areas. So they'll often be in an area, say in the spring or in the fall, as they migrate to the different places. They'll congregate for mating purposes. And sometimes there are resident eagle rays on certain reefs, and nobody, as far as I know, nobody's ever really been harmed by one in the water. They're kind of skittish or whatnot, so they're generally not considered dangerous in any way. So you could say that actually we're the ones endangering the rays because it's a normal thing for them to do it. It's not particularly normal for humans to be traveling in excess of 25 knots over the water.
Tracy Sutton, adjunct professor at Harbor Beach Oceanographic Institute at Florida Atlantic University. Tracy, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.